My name is Chris Smith, and I'm here at home in Chiang Mai in northern Thailand. It's about an hour's flight north of Bangkok. And I've been living here about 6 years now. Where does the time go? It's the 2nd of March, Monday afternoon, and it's just 2 weeks before I shall be down in Singapore to run some more workshops. And really looking forward to that. I always enjoy working in Singapore. And I'm not saying that because I'm talking to a Singapore audience now. I've always found the people at the workshops are just so professional and willing to learn. It's a pleasure to go down there. Oh, I should also say that language is not a problem. Some workshops I'm in, where English isn't the first language, it's hard work. Singapore, that's never the case, which is brilliant for me. And hopefully for those that are attending the workshops. I shall be running a blogging workshop, a half-day blogging workshop, and a podcasting workshop as well. And these are the old favourites. Go down very well. I'm modifying the blogging one a little bit because this time I shall include an introduction to microblogging. And the best example of that is a website called Twitter, where you're only allowed 140 characters to do your post. And microblogging is really taken off. And at first sight, when people are told about Twitter, it sounds very much a waste of time. In fact, if it's used properly, it can be an amazing teaching and learning tool and professional development tool, networking with other educators in particular. I have some new sessions starting. I used to run a session called Web 2.0 Introduction. Well, I've modified that a bit, and we're now calling it Internet Survival Skills, but it's really still an introduction. I'm going to focus on three aspects of that. One is those attending, if it's you, will be making a website, but only in a few minutes. You'll be surprised how easy it is, using something called a Web 2.0 start page. Then I shall be looking at two applications, Web 2.0 applications, which have the potential of saving you an enormous amount of time as an educator. One is RSS, really simple syndication, which is, once you're told, very easy to use. And the other one is social bookmarking, which, again, will save you an immense amount of time, simply because you can benefit from the experience of other educators. I have two other new workshops just for this visit. One I'm calling Beyond PowerPoint. Many earlier visits to Singapore, I've had teachers say that their main presentation tool that the students are using is PowerPoint, and people are suffering a little bit from death by PowerPoint, or I love the phrase PowerPointlessness. So this session is designed specifically to address that. And I have some very exciting tools to introduce you to, which are alternatives to PowerPoint and actually support collaboration between students and others much more than PowerPoint is capable of doing. And these are amazingly simple tools to use, very powerful, usually free. In fact, I think nearly everything I'm going to show you is going to be free applications. And if you take some of these back to your classrooms, I'm very confident that your students will also find these really exciting and motivational, especially if they become a bit bored with PowerPoint. The other workshop that will be new for this visit is called Google Extended. Now, we will touch on search, but that will not be the main element of this workshop. We'll look at a few search skills and ways to find things maybe a bit more easily than you have in the past. But we'll look at some other Google applications, and they've actually made a whole load of applications specifically for education. So we'll be looking at educational applications and the tools that they're producing. It's just amazing how much there is now. And the one guarantee is in this three-hour workshop, we will not get through everything. You will find out places where you can find out about everything, but we will focus in on a few individuals. We'll definitely be focusing in on Google Docs, which is word processing, spreadsheets, and a PowerPoint equivalent online, but ones in which students can collaborate very easily, even if they're all in at their individual houses at night at home, in their own homes. So that's it as a brief sort of introduction. I'm going to stop there. Actually, one of the reasons I'm going to stop is I've switched my air conditioner off to keep the noise down. And it's a bit, it's getting a bit hot, so I need to stop and switch that back on again. I hope you're attending some of the workshops. I look forward to meeting you. If you are, please go to the blog, http://singaporeworkshops.blogspot.com. You're probably already there. The fact that you're listening to this means you probably found this recording on that blog. And if you're attending any of the workshops, go to the area on the blog where it describes your workshop, click on the comment button underneath it, introduce yourself, say a little bit about what level you're teaching at, what age group students you're teaching, what curriculum areas you're teaching, and if you have any questions, put them in there, because it makes it easier for me to plan the session if I can focus it on what your questions are, what your anxieties are. If you want to say a bit about your skill level, you know, if you're an expert Googler, say that. If you want me to consider that I'm working with somebody which is low skill, make a note of that. Again, it helps me to judge what your particular requirements are, so I can plan the workshop accordingly. And that's it. Look forward to seeing you in just 2 weeks' time. Or you may be listening to this afterwards, in which case, whatever the date is before the 16th, 17th and 18th of March, when I'll be down there. Many thanks.